CPR 25 for the week ending January 28th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Underground Pirate Radio.
Born from the ashes of FM radio, Campground Pirate Radio is on the air!
And you don't call it right for years! And if you think you know this, say the obvious! Screams inside your eyes!
stars above your head. This is the worst feeling yet. I guess that this is what I get for all the nights and fights for love. I gave it all my heart and every word that you said.
So they say, hey, I got some obscure Weezer here for ya.
Some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
I can game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
Finally done, and it's time to have fun. I pick up new names at the local 5 and 1.
and label on the bottle. Hey, here's one from the Lonesome Kings. Ooh, play that funky bass, white boy. Sensations.
Yeah. Broadcasting from his gun turret, high atop Rancho Del Waldo, it's Uncle Waldo.
How y'all doing, everyone? Welcome back to another installment of Madness brought to you by me, your benevolent host. Hey, I was hanging out with the guys from Your Uncle's Lap last week, and after the show, Ryan and I came up with an idea for all you fans of the CPR in Your Uncle's Lap. We decided we wanted to have a contest, and we got a couple of cool prizes we want to give away. So I'm giving you a heads up right now. Part of playing this contest is learning how to play the contest. I'm going to give you the first clue in just a moment, so hang tight. The second clue you're going to have to get from listening to Your Uncle's Lap, show number 54, which, you know, should probably be up by now. If you're listening to this, go over to Uncle's Lap. You'll probably find it. If not, it's going to be there. Hang tight, because it'll be there in a day or two. And you can find them over at youruncleslap.com. So you ready for the first clue? Here it is. The name of the band I'm going to play is The Peacocks. You also got to know what the name of the song is. And if you ever visited campgroundpirateradio.com, you know we've got the entire playlist for each of the shows there. So that's your first clue. The name of the band and the name of the song. Jot that down and keep it close and listen to show number 54 from Your Uncle's Lap. I'll be on the show with Ryan and Cody and Bill, and we'll give you the second clue to the game. So let's get back to the music. As promised, here's the band out of Switzerland called The Peacocks, only on the CPR.
We'll be right back.
Guys, Waldo here. Now, people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to CampgroundPirateRadio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
I'm stuffing up the mouth.
Another weird cover band interlude coming up. This is Further Seems Forever. Guess which song it is.
You
time is it?
Howdy, Uncle Waldo. It's me, Dylan Boswell, your friendly neighborhood bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And today's rant goes out to all the men out there. All of you who get sideways glances when you're holding your niece's hand, or who would think twice about helping a little lost child find their mom at the mall for fear of being branded a pedophile or a predator. Sadly, our gender has fallen victim to worst first thinking when it comes to kids. A recent article in the Wall Street Journal by Lenore Skenazy, entitled Eek, a Male, details the extent to which men are treated as if we're all just an opportunity away from molesting the nearest child, and the damage this is doing to our nation's children, who are being deprived of any non-parental male contact. Ms. Skenazy details several outrageous incidents in her article, including a daycare where the one male employee has not only been barred from diaper duty, he's been asked to leave the room entirely when diapering is being done. Now, you might not think that's so bad, and frankly, I'm sure the dude isn't too disappointed in missing out on duty, but the underlying assumption that led to his banishment from the nursery's diaper room is particularly pernicious. Hysterical fear-mongering in the media, including shows like To Catch a Predator and others of that ilk, have created a paranoid climate of fear that has people thinking there's a pedophile behind every potted plant, or lurking just beneath the surface of otherwise normal-looking men. Look, the vast majority of human beings, men and women, are good, decent people worthy of our trust. I spent my childhood roaming freely, engaging adults in my neighborhood who were total strangers. I'd ride my bike or skateboard around and just talk to people I'd meet. When I was only 7 or 8 years old, we used to live by the beach, and my parents were never surprised when I'd come back after hours of adventuring with tales of this guy who took me for a ride on his windsurfer or that family who let me try water skiing on their boat. But today's kids will never know the empowering feeling that that sort of autonomy and freedom to explore brings. Everyone is scared so shitless of the tiny chance their child would be the next victim of some creeper, they're depriving them of any chance to interact with adults, which is actually a tremendously enriching and beneficial experience for both grown-ups and children. Men especially are withdrawing from what was once considered their rightful place in the community as coaches of Little League Baseball, AYSO Soccer, and Pop Warner Football. They realize how much they have to lose, as even the slightest suspicion or allegation, based on absolutely nothing at all, is enough to ruin their reputation, their career, and destroy their families. I even read about one of the victims of the Tucson Safeway massacre being presented with a handmade card by two sweet little girls. When she asked for a hug, because she was so moved by the gesture, the girls demurred, despite their mother's apologies, because they had been so thoroughly conditioned against any physical contact with adults. Over a hug! A hug! Not all contact is sexual. Not all adults are pedophiles. Not all men are sexual predators. Children need to have positive, normal interactions with adults outside their family to develop into normal, well-adjusted human beings. And they don't need to fear every other adult. In fact, the truth is, their family members are much more likely to victimize them. And parents who inculcate this kind of stranger danger paranoia are doing tremendous damage to their kids by imparting an unrealistic fear of adults, especially men. This is just another government-sponsored, media-fueled panic that drives a wedge between people, fragmenting communities and making them more dependent on the government, and more apt to call the cops or some other state agency rather than actually talk to their neighbors. Ultimately, there's got to be a healthy balance. I'm a big fan of the sort of free-range kids philosophy that Lenore advocates. But even if you aren't, you'd still be doing your children a disservice by inculcating an illogical fear of adult males in them, or treating every man you see in the company of a child as a potential predator. 99 times out of 100, nothing untoward is going on. So rather than make an unfounded, worst-first assumption, I say it's better to be sane than sorry.
It's a gamble! Double down or don't! Step out if you want to, stay in if you're bored, and roll. Could be a suicide, just as well unfold. Guess it's never easy, and wishes never sold. Like gold.
just as well I fold. Guess it's never easy. Wishes never sold. Let go. How about a handle? Something set to hold. Love is everlasting. Love is on the road. I'm told.
Over here, The Gardener's Tale.
Stars.
the official band of the CPR. Hey, here's the Goofs. Barbed Wire Love. A weird story from the New York Post. You know that angst that occurs when nature calls, your path to the loo just isn't as clear as you hope it to be? A 63-year-old Massachusetts man on a JFK-bound American Airlines flight found his path to the bathroom blocked by a beverage cart. His response? He repeatedly kicked and knocked over the cart, then punched out the flight attendant. Sources told the paper that Michael Isabel, flying into New York from Rio de Janeiro, punched the flight attendant, Carlos Carrico, in the stomach after the crew member grabbed his arm. "We did have a disruptive passenger on board the flight," confirmed American Airlines spokesman Ed Martel. "He was subdued and turned over to local law enforcement on arrival in New York." Carrico, a fellow flight attendant and a passenger, put plastic cuffs on Isabel after wrestling him to the ground, the Post reported. New York Port Authority police took Isabel into custody upon landing and took him to a hospital for psychological evaluation. The flight attendant decided not to file criminal charges. But what I want to know is, did the guy ever get to use the can? Hey, it's no effects. This is Olympia, Washington.
Something burned inside of me. Ran into three Puerto Ricans. This girl took us to She's all gone and I'm stranded. Something burning deep inside of me. All I know is 4 o'clock and she ain't never shut up. And I watched a thousand come out from work. Hang out a corner of 52nd and Broadway. Cars pass by, but none of them seem to come my way. New York City, well, I wish I was on the highway. Back to Olympia.
Like a lid on my head, I was stuck by this wilderness.
Angel. Hey, here's one from the Defons. Two sides to every face. And they're only going to hear it here on the CPR.
That you really don't care.
Hotspur. This is Chandelier.
You've made it crystal clear. You are the chandelier, and I am the floor beneath you. So low, I cannot reach you. You are the constellations. You are the stars above, light years away from being something that I could touch. And
it's a poker mind, but thinking of everything.
yeah, definitely in a mood for a little hot rod surf. That was Eternal Summers in Pogo. Hang tight, I got some low straitjackets right now here for ya. This one's pretty, it's called Close to Champagne. Straitjackets. Let's wrap up this surf set with some Jerusalem Blue Cats and Snake Killers.
Thank you.
thank everyone for coming out today and checking us out. I want to say that I've been getting a lot of nice feedback over the new format and promise that I'll keep searching out the best rockabilly, psychabilly, punk, and hot rod surf for your dining and dancing pleasure. Do you want to hear your music on this show? Then drop me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/campgroundpirateradiofans. And you can also follow at Uncle Waldo on Twitter. Don't forget about the contest with me and the lunatics at youruncleslap.com. I'll be on the next couple of their shows raising a little hell with them. Hey, even if you're not into the game, check them out every Thursday night. You'll need a shower afterwards, but hey, it'll be worth it. So as I mosey on off to the awesome Arizona sunset, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.
there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.